again, issues with the neighbors. That's always a touchy thing. It's 99.7 EJX. As we dive into the DMs, at Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. Beth reached out.
Yep, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got an interesting situation I'd love your opinion on. My husband and I have been friends with our next-door neighbors. We'll call them Henry and Flo, in quotes, for many years. They're about the same age as we are, maybe a little older. Anyway, when our daughter graduated from college, I didn't think much about it, but Henry gave her a bracelet. He said it was for her graduation.
Okay.
After that, he started giving her other expensive items for birthdays and such. Now, I know our daughter should not have accepted these gifts, but she thought Henry was just a nice older guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day, he actually asked my daughter if she would like to go out with him sometime.
Good.
She told him it wouldn't be appropriate, thank goodness. But now I feel uncomfortable around my neighbors. Like, how involved do you think I should get? Is this my business to tell Flo? I have a feeling that some of the items may have come from her jewelry box.
Gah.
What would you do? Thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
Wow.
No. Like, okay. I mean, kudos to her daughter for, you know, shutting down the situation.
Well, yeah. And you know, depending, especially how long they've been neighbors, like the daughter probably is like, yeah, no, there's no way I'm going to go out with you. Like,
right. But I guess the gifts are kind of and puts her in an awkward position. You don't want to upset them or hurt their feelings.
Maybe they need to have their feelings hurt.
Maybe. You know, the first bracelet, okay, graduation, people.
Yeah.
That's not super unusual. But then the continued gifts.
And it's like, hey.
Gets weird.
Honey, do you know where my necklace is? Do you know where my bracelet is?
You must have lost it. Why don't you keep track of your stuff?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think as far as if mom intervenes. If Beth intervenes to say something, I don't know. I don't know.
What? Okay. So she, let's say she does. Let's say she brings the attention. Yeah.
Does she talk to Henry about it first and be like, hey, so my daughter said that you asked her out. That seems a little off.
Yeah.
Or maybe I wanted to get your version. Now, he's going to come up with a story.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted she was home from college.
I just wanted to take her out for a steak. I probably figured she didn't get steak in college, so I figured she needed a steak.
Oh, I look at her as a granddaughter.
Maybe
that's
the story.
That's weird. I don't know.
I don't know.
And so if you're Beth, do you go to... See, I almost think it's like, hey, I don't even know. I don't even know where to go with this. So...
I don't think so either. Unless you're there to witness it and something else happens. But, you know, I don't know if Beth's daughter is living with them right now. She just graduated from college. So I don't know if
she's maybe not.
Still living at home and there could be the potential for more interactions. And if that's the case, then maybe that at that point we step in and say something to Henry.
Mm.
I don't know if we go to Flo.
You don't think you go to the wife?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably. And if she doesn't feel comfortable, I don't know. Because I feel like we are just going around in circles and we're not actually telling her anything. So that's awkward.
They've been friends for many, many years. So it's not like it's just a new situation. These new neighbors, these strangers moved in and they're being inappropriate.
Right.
That's a lot easier to address, I think.
Yeah.
But if you've got an established relationship, that's where the weirdness creeps in.
All right.
And then are you misinterpreting the situation? It doesn't sound like that the daughter is.
Listen, help Kelly and I out.
That's weird.
Help Kelly and I come up with words to tell Beth because obviously we have none. All right.
We're both non-confrontational people.
All right. 502-795-1997. What would you do in this instance? Have you been in an instance where you've had to approach an inappropriate neighbor or someone who's been like that? I don't know. Let us know. 502-795-1997. We'll get to those stories next. Interesting DM from Beth, who feels uncomfortable around her neighbors because the neighbor husband has been showering their adult daughter with gifts and even asked her out. Now she's kind of wanting to know how involved she should be in getting this out in the open. kind of funny.
It's awkward because they've had an established relationship. Friendship for years.
Yeah, so I was going to say, this isn't a new neighbor. Yeah, not new. Yeah, not new. Megan said, well, you go to the wife. She had to put herself in her shoes. Would she want to know? Hey, your husband's a turd. Handle it. That's funny. Bethany texted and said, I don't know what I thought the neighbor problem was going to be, but it wasn't this. I thought it was going to be something like the neighbors are nudists or something. That might have been more fun. I got to be honest.
Yeah, so something like that they're doing that is awkward and you don't like it. And do you say anything? Well, it is kind of something they're doing.
Sarah, now Kelly and I couldn't really find words to help her out. What is your suggestion?
So you send a New Year's card thanking them for being such a great part of their child's life. And you thank them for all the wonderful gifts they've given her and the invitations for dinner, and it's been, you know, they're just awesome neighbors, and you kind of put it right out there, and you let them do with it what they want.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because then Flo will get the info.
You've done nothing rude.
Exactly.
You've made everybody aware of the gifts and the offers of dinner.
Oh, that's
perfect. And they've been a huge part of their family's lives, and they really appreciate and love them as neighbors, and happy new year.
Okay.
Shower them with gratitude. I like it. I like it. Cause then you'll find out, Flo will be able to handle it then. If she was unaware of all the gifts, she'll ask Henry and it'll be handled. Yes.
And he knows, you know.
Yeah. Sarah, that's a much better solution than what Kelly and I tried to come up with.
We're going to save a number. We'll call you next time.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. So, I think that's maybe what we do. I love that.
That's a great idea.
So, yeah, we send them a little thank you card, a little happy new year card, and say, hey, thank you so much for being a friend to our daughter. Thank you for the offers for dinner, the necklace, the bracelet, all of the jewelry.
Now, the only downfall is if Henry's the one that gets the mail, reads it, and throws it away, and then Flo doesn't know still.
Either that or you walk it over to them.
Oh, yeah.
And you hand it to them and say, Happy New Year, neighbor.
Make some brownies.
Here you go, Flo. Here's a nice card.
Yes. Okay, right. I like that idea.
And then please keep us posted on what happens when you do that.
Follow up.
That would be great. All right, there you go. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.70 JX.